Hi, and welcome to the Horror Tradition Podcast, where we're getting scared together. I'm Peter.
And I'm Julie. And today we have a special guest with us. It's our son, Landon.
Why, hello there.
We want to thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to visit our website at www.horrortradition.com, where you will find more reviews on movies, books, video games, and board games, all horror-related.
Today we're going to be reviewing Hocus Pocus, and that's why we've got a special guest with us. And this one is definitely for the kids.
His punishment shall not be to die, but to live forever with his guilt.
As what when he is what?
Jump back. Twist the bones and bend the back.
Here to decapitate the American mystic.
Turn him of his baby
fat. Here to decapitate the American mystic.
Give him fur black as black, just like this.
All right. Hocus Pocus is about a teenage boy, Max, and his family who moved to a new town. After hearing a tale about the Salem witch trials, Max accidentally frees a coven of evil witches. Now Max, his little sister Danny, and his new friend Allison go on an adventure to stop the witches.
The kids are also joined by a talking cat named Binks, who was originally a boy in 1693 when the witches were stopped the first time.
Right. His name is Thackeray Binks. His younger sister Emily was taken by the witches, and he tried to stop them, but of course he didn't succeed.
And the consequences for him failing are what you heard in the audio clip before this section. Now, there are three witches, the Sanderson sisters.
They are Winifred, Mary, and Sarah. You have Winifred, she is the oldest, and you have Mary. She is the one who just seems to be hungry for children. And actually, Rosie O'Donnell was offered the role, but she felt kind of uneasy about the character.
Yeah, she didn't feel comfortable playing somebody that wanted to eat children.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I've read. And then you have the youngest one, who is Sarah, and she seems to be worried about boys.
Yes. And in the opening section, I mean, all three witches are old.
Right.
They're trying out a potion to make themselves younger, and they need children in order to, I'm not sure, they get the children to drink a potion, and then they're
just like sucking the lives out of them. So
right.
That's what makes them younger.
And going back to the casting of Mary, who's supposed to be Rosie O'Donnell, I'm glad it wasn't her. I think that I don't know the lady's name.
Kathy Najimy. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it.
Right. I think she did an excellent job, and I can't really imagine anybody else in this movie outside of who was cast for it.
Right. I think they did a really great job, and so I'm glad that, you know, somebody else was casted. I think she did fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And Max, so after this initial section, when we flip ahead 300 years, it is Halloween, and the new kid in town, Max, he was originally supposed to be played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. He was offered the role, but he decided to go ahead and do What's Eating Gilbert Grape instead.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not sure at the point that he was offered the role, if, you know, Disney had plans of this movie being bigger than just a Disney Channel movie.
Right.
Because it was released theatrically. Now, I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it on the Disney Channel, I'm pretty sure, on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they play it every year on Halloween. And if not Halloween, definitely in the month of October.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember the first time I saw it, I went to a small elementary school, and they had like a Friday or Saturday night where they let the parents go out and they had babysitters at the school. And so I don't remember if it was in October or not. I can't quite remember when it was. But I do remember that that night all the kids watched Hocus Pocus and we just had such a great time. So that was is definitely a, you know, a good memory.
Yeah, and this is a 22-year-old movie now, and we watch it. Did you say that we watch it every year?
Yes.
You already said that?
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. Oh, well, we watch it every year, and we've probably bought this movie every year. I think every year we lose it, and we end up buying it again.
Well, I think we've actually, we go through phases where we will sell movies like back to Movie Stop or give them to Goodwill because we're cleaning out. So I'm pretty sure we have bought it a lot. We actually do not own it right now, which makes me sad. I might go to the store tomorrow to buy it, actually.
Yeah, I think my mom has two or three copies of this by now.
She might. I better check with her tomorrow.
Yeah, it is a movie that encompasses Halloween in the 90s, I think. I can watch this movie and I go right back to what it was like to trick or treat back then.
Right. Just a lot of fun.
And getting back to the witches, we've also got Winifred, who is played by Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah is played by?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. So you've got a pretty big couple of names right there.
Right.
I don't know if Sarah Jessica Parker was big.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, she hadn't done Sex and the City or anything like that yet. And the voice of Binks, once he's a cat, was dubbed over by James Marsden.
Right. And actually, he did the voiceover for the boy as well, so they could have the matching voices. And they chose to... What?
So the boy in the movie, that wasn't his voice?
No.
Okay, well, let me cut in right here because Insidious Chapter 2 did that, and it freaked me out. And now that I know that, like, I don't know that I can watch him talk. I'll just close my eyes when he's on the camera because that's going to be weird.
Right. They wanted the voices to match, of course. So they said that the boy who played Binks as the boy... He just had kind of a real, I guess, contemporary voice. So it wasn't like of the time period.
Dude, that is crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. I've watched this movie for that long. I never knew that. You've ruined this movie.
I'm sorry. That's actually just one of the facts that I read. Because I didn't know that either.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, I guess.
So back to Max, he has a little sister named Dani, and she is played by Thora Birch, and of course, she became pretty popular over the years, I think. I'm not sure what she's doing now, but she did a really great job on her role. She's probably maybe 8 or so in the movie.
I'm not sure, but when I was a kid, she annoyed me. And now that I'm older, she doesn't annoy me as much. I don't know, maybe I'm immune to it.
Yeah, I mean, you have a little sister, so.
Yes, she's annoying. She's still annoying, and she's, I don't know, 27?
7, I think, yeah. So, of course, Max, like Peter says, his little sister annoys him. He doesn't want to take her out trick-or-treating, but now he has to, and... He's not very happy about it.
Right. And when I was a teenager, I still wanted to go trick-or-treating. And I'm 30 years old now, and I still want to go trick-or-treating. So I completely don't understand.
Yes, I love going trick-or-treating.
Yes.
So earlier in the movie, when it moves 300 years later, they actually are in their classroom, Max is. And his teacher is telling the story of the witches. And he just doesn't believe in it at all. He says Halloween is invented by the candy company. And he just doesn't believe in any type of witches or probably horror or anything.
Right. Yeah. And he is from California in the movie. So, right. Of course, Allison's in his class and proceeds to school him on all things Halloween related.
Right.
And he pulls off probably the most unrealistic giving of a phone number I've ever seen.
Definitely. That was a pretty bold move, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that is legit. I was impressed.
Yeah.
And that's definitely how I gave my number to my wife.
Of course. No, I think I actually hid my face in my locker and you ran down the hall after the first time we saw each other.
I didn't run down the hall. I wasn't like running away or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what happened, and that's not what we're talking about.
So, of course, after school, you gotta have bullies that come along, right?
Yes.
You're a new kid. There's bound to be a couple of them.
Right. And let me just say this. If you're the new kid in town, I don't know that you would know all the back roads and the shortcut through the woods and through the cemetery already.
Right.
You know, that's something you have to live somewhere a long time to find that out.
Yeah, I've always thought that was pretty strange.
But yeah, so he takes a shortcut home and meets up with some bullies in the cemetery.
And these are probably the funniest bullies.
Oh yeah,
I have ever seen. You have Ernie.
Hey, his name is Ice.
Oh yes, Ice, and he has it carved in the back of his head. And then his friend is Jay.
Yeah, and I really think later in the movie Jay is kind of the lead bully. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So I think all the events of the movie take place on Halloween night, from, you know, Max bringing the witches back all the way through to what happens. I don't want to spoil it.
Right.
But definitely this is a movie to check out with your kids. I mean, it entertains me still, and we've been watching it, what, for 20 years?
Yeah. All right, now on to some facts about the movie. The release date was July 16th, 1993. They had a budget of $28 million. That's just an estimation that I found. And they grossed on opening weekend $8,125,471. So that's not really a lot. I think maybe they were expecting a little bit more, especially with it having supposed to have been a Disney original movie, which is just shown on the Disney Channel. They decided that they thought it could attract, you know, a bigger cinema audience, which is why they decided to release it in the theaters. But over the years, I mean, that it's become pretty popular. So I'm sure it's made plenty money since opening weekend.
Oh, yeah. And I think that opening weekend number has a lot to do with having a summer release of a Halloween movie.
Right. I think so, too. Maybe if it would have been October, maybe it could have been a lot more.
Definitely.
So the director is Kenny Ortega. And if you know more about, you know, kids movies or Disney movies, he also more recently did High School Musical.
Yes.
Which we actually think is great. We love musicals as well as horror movies.
Yes.
And so he directed that. He's a choreographer. And so the screenplay is Mick Garris, David Evans, and Neil Cuthbert.
And if you know Mick Garris, you know that he also had a hand in the Masters of Horror series and the Fear Itself series.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we have the producers David Kirshner and Stephen Haft. And I believe it was David Kirshner that the story kind of came about from a bedtime story he would tell his children and about a cat. And so that's kind of where, you know, the story outline came from, and they went on from that.
And that's very Kenny Loggins' Return to Pooh Corner to me, you know, just taking something you do with your kids to just another level.
Right.
And speaking of kids, let's see, Landon, what did you think of Hocus Pocus?
I really like the movie because of my favorite part, whenever Danny tells Allison that Max likes Allison's big yabos.
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 Okay, and Landon, you're 11. So yes. What age group would you say this movie is good for?
I would say 3 to all ages, like just 3 and up.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. My mom watches it. It pretty much everybody I know watches this movie. Oh, you don't have a mic.
Yeah, I think almost anybody and everybody that we know watches it. I haven't come across anybody that doesn't like it, but maybe if they don't like it, it's not scary enough for them.
Yeah, and that could be true. It's not it's a kid's horror movie.
Right.
You know, it's really just a Halloween movie. It's not super scary. Are there any jump scares? Yes, there is. There is one pretty good jump scare later on in the movie in Max's bedroom. I think was pretty good. But other than that, I don't think there is anything, you know, that a kid maybe 8 years old, I would say, this movie would be great for.
Right, I think so too.
And anybody older than that. I mean, this is something, you know, you watched it in school. Right. So obviously it's not that bad.
Right. Oh yeah. I think it's just one of those movies that's good for all ages. There's, you know, no particular age limit. There's nothing, you know, bad or vulgar in it or anything like that. Well, I guess eating children is kind of vulgar, but you know, I guess, thinking of it in the terms of, oh, it's a witch, you know, it's that's kind of one of those things that people may or may not believe in. So it's not like it's a movie in today's society where it's a little more
graphic.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that wraps up our coverage for Hocus Pocus.
And we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget to check out our website at www.horrortradition.com, where you will find more reviews on board games, video games, books, and movies. And you'll also find other kid-related Halloween activities, treats, crafts, and other things like that in the month of October.
Thanks again for joining us at the Horror Tradition Podcast, where we're getting scared together.